they're building this, you know, massive F-350 diesel pickup truck and have, you know, don't know where they're going to haul stuff to with it. So they just want to build something, and this is what they they've settled on, and they don't know where they're going to go. They don't know the final cost figures. It's just sort of do something. And in fact, the thing was pretty much designed in the U.S. Senate. So it's I've never seen a space rocket quite like this one.
So is this deja vu for you, though, looking back and thinking about George W. Bush unveiling the Constellation program? And there was a big push on Constellation, and it never really got off the ground, almost quite literally. And it ended up getting slashed by later administrations. Do you think this is a setup for a similar scenario?
Very much so. I mean, it's just been incumbent since Kennedy. It's been incumbent on every president to come up with some grandiose mission for NASA. And Constellation was the last one. And then President Obama kind of backed off of all that, and so they took a hard look at Constellation, and it didn't make a lot of sense, and so they killed it, and that was remarkable to have them actually kill a manned, you know, what was going to be their next generation manned vehicle. That, you know, that's never happened before. Once these things get started and the money starts flowing to contractors and
it's
congressional
like,
districts.
It's like lighting a rocket. Once you've lit it, you can't really shut it off. Well, in the mood right now that is surrounding Washington, D.C., we're hearing lots of talk about budget slashing. There's the super committee that is dedicated to just that and eliminating debt. So how do these two issues resolve each other, this mood of slashing costs and putting in this huge amount of money into this rocket that seems to be looking for a job?
Well, if you look at who's behind the rocket, it's Bill Nelson, Kay Bailey Hutchinson, Richard Shelby, basically the states, you know, where the NASA dollars would flow.
Space senators.
Space senators. And Louisiana wants in on the action. They want them to build the rocket in Louisiana, and I'm sure the people in Alabama have something to say about that. So you have these people who are very focused on getting NASA dollars for their states, and that's where the impetus for this is coming. You know, how this flies in Congress, you know, when other people have other priorities. The cost on this thing is, you know, they say $30 billion. I think the projections by the time they get to 2025, they would have spent $41 billion on it. That'll buy them one launch every 2 years, and then you wouldn't get a man up there until 2021. I mean, look at the cost of that. It was $10, $11 billion per launch. I mean, that's astronomical. And then to do much more than that, you would have to throw it up to $62 billion, and that would get you maybe two launches a year. So it's just, you know, where's this all going to come from? To be honest, I would like to see them take the money they're spending on this rocket and say, okay, well, how about if we spend that money on space science, on research, launching a new generation of satellites to replace all the rickety ones we got up there now, and see what else could be done with this money.